Cuomo's plan would take a projected budget surplus and spend $150 billion over 5 years on certified pre-K programs. It would work in steps, so $100 million next year and then $200 million the year after and so on. And that's shared by all New York schools. Compare that to the funding cuts enacted in 2009 when the state was in serious budget trouble. Long Island schools lost roughly $1 billion over 3 years. When times are flush again, the state gave back much less, and the state says that it can only be spent on pre-K programs. Michael Lonergan is one of several superintendents who were irked with Cuomo's proposal.
So now with a surplus, maybe we could use that to put some of the monies back into what was taken and then work on a pre-K going forward. That would work for us.
Lonergan runs the Longwood School District, and he's all for pre-K. He says it's great. But Longwood is a big district where the 2009 cuts went extra deep because of a complex school funding formula known as Gap Elimination Adjustment, or GEA. Get used to hearing that term because schools on Long Island have started an education campaign aimed at telling voters how the GEA is hurting students and raising property taxes. They've created a brochure claiming property taxes are 4% higher than necessary because of GEA cuts. Schools will also complain these GEA cuts are happening under Cuomo's property tax cap, which makes it difficult for schools to ask voters for more money. From Lonergan's point of view, not only did the state take away money, but it also made it difficult for schools to raise money.
If we don't receive additional funding that should have been there, I may have to now look and cancel out things like kindergarten, let alone adopting a pre-K program. So it's kind of like a big, big horse way behind the cart.
Cuomo's office issued a statement in reaction to the complaints from Long Island. It said that Cuomo has invested some $300 million this year towards eliminating the GEA cuts. Lonergan and others called that amount insignificant within the total scope of school aid. Some districts like Northport, Miller Place, and Mount Sinai don't have full-day kindergarten, so they called adding a full-day pre-K program, quote, unbalanced. Also, Mount Sinai Superintendent Enrico Crescetti had a more philosophical worry.
One of the outrageous things that's occurred recently is that Albany is making decisions without asking anyone. And it goes from the Common Core testing, universal pre-K, gap elimination. They're making decisions without talking to the decision makers.
To this, the governor's office responded that they are listening to local schools and pointed to Cuomo's Common Core panel, which is reviewing the rollout of the new testing standards. All the superintendents WSHU spoke with called Cuomo's push for universal pre-K overtly political, and they weren't talking about this year's gubernatorial election, rather the 2016 presidential primary. Charles Lane, WSHU News.